Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Let's jump right in. As promised, I would like us to move on to talk about God's special revelation through Scripture. There are two aspects to special revelation. The first is Jesus Christ. The second is Scripture. Let's pick up on three insights that I value from theologian Peter Enns. In the first, he cites 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. We had this last time, but let me remind you of it. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Enns correctly says that from this verse we learn the Bible is God-breathed. Then he cites 2 Peter 1, verse 21. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Enns says that from this verse we learn that the Scripture was written by men, carried along by the Holy Spirit, and because of this, the Bible is entirely reliable and accurate in its portrayal of Jesus Christ. So that what we read about Jesus, and of course when we read Jesus himself, this is entirely trustworthy. That is insight number one, and this affirms what we have been saying on God Is. Second, he writes, there is in fact a correlation between the two aspects of special revelation. The Scripture may be termed the living written word, while Jesus may be designated the living incarnate word. He has Scripture for this. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, we read this. For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That speaks to the living, written Word of God. And in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, we read this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, that speaks to the living, incarnate Word. Jesus is the Word, the Apostle John is declaring. So, the Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus is the Word of God. And in a penetrating third insight, Dr. Enns says, in the case of Christ, there was human parentage. But the Holy Spirit overshadowed the event, ensuring a sinless Christ. I'll pause the quotation to give you Scripture for this. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The angel answered and said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. You hear there that Christ's human mother was Mary, and the Holy Spirit overshadows her in order that Christ be born holy, that is, without sin. Enns again. In the case of Christ, there was human parentage, but the Holy Spirit overshadowed the event, ensuring a sinless Christ. In the case of the Scriptures, there was human authorship, but the Holy Spirit superintended the writers, ensuring an inerrant word. The Bible accurately presents the special revelation of God in Christ. He has Scripture for this point. In fact, he takes the point from the Scripture. 2 Peter 1, verse 21 again. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. So in the case of the Scriptures, there was human authorship, but the Holy Spirit superintended the writers, ensuring an inerrant word. In giving these three insights, we learn about the correlation between the two aspects of God's special revelation, which are Jesus Christ and the Scripture. And now let me say just a little more about the divine revelation through the Bible, using the texts already before us. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17 reveals all the doctrine, the rebuke, correction, and guidance we Christians require in order that we live godly lives. Let me read these verses. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. God reveals Himself through all Scripture, and when God teaches us, reproofs us, corrects and trains us, He uses His Bible. He does this so that the men and women of God will be adequate and trained for every good work. Because God uses His Word in this way, it behooves us to read the Word and to listen to the Word, because when we do, we see and we hear God. If you ask me, there is way too much guessing or developing human-made ideas of who God is today. I hear so much about God, but the God I hear about never measures up to the Scripture, is never really found in the Bible, God's written word about Himself. For example, the idea that God is only love. There is a push for Christians to make God appear to have this one and only attribute of love, and love as we define it. And to be sure, God is love. I talk about His love regularly on God Is. But God is more than love. I have been reading the Old Testament books of Leviticus and Numbers recently, and if you have read those, then you know God's love is equal to God's wrath, His justified and holy anger against sinners. Instead of dreaming up our own ideas of who God is, let's turn repeatedly to God's revelation of Himself through Scripture, and let's let the Scripture speak to us and correct us, not the other way around. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And let me say one more thing about 2 Peter 1, verse 21. I'll reread this in case you've been distracted. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. This verse teaches us that all God has chosen to reveal, He reveals through human authors who are all directed by the Holy Spirit. Friends, the Holy Spirit is essential to what is written and long preserved on the pages of our Bibles. And the Holy Spirit is not a dead spirit. He is very much alive, living inside the Christian person and speaking to us on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit is God resident within us. And so as we read the text, He interprets it for us. We require great sensitivity to the Spirit of God in Bible study. Here is a written prayer I pray each day in the morning hours before I prepare God Is for you. Holy Spirit, prepare my mind for the demands of this day. Grant me clarity, creativity, and discernment. This is part of a longer prayer, but the reason I share this with you is to say that I am inviting the Holy Spirit to direct me in my understanding of God's Word, and to share what I learn with you in a way that is clear, creative, and full of discernment. And you know what? God always answers my prayer, like every day. Because I believe 2 Peter 1 verse 21, because I believe the Holy Spirit moved the men who wrote the Scripture, I am eager to have Him move me as I interpret and teach the Scripture. All right, we have these two manifestations of God's special revelation, Jesus Christ and the Scripture. And this brings to a conclusion what we have time to say about each one. And I want to make some concluding comments on this series with the title, God Reveals Himself. But I will save those for next time. Let's end this broadcast and podcast by hearing from a listener. I have changed her name slightly to Tina to protect her privacy. She is writing from the state of California and listens by radio. I am quoting now. I listen to your show daily, sometimes more than once a day. I have my Bible and journal ready to write down any notes. I follow in my Bible and take notes and go back and finish reading the chapter most times. I would be lost without your show. I want you to know how grateful I am for this ministry. Thank you for being here for me when you do not even know me. Your ministry reaches me and touches me. Tina writes about some of her struggles, especially with loneliness, and she asks for prayer, specific prayer requests. Tina, I am so, so grateful for your letter, written in response to me asking for listeners to write to me. Thank you, and please be assured of my sincere prayers for you and your whole family. I deeply appreciate you taking the time to write and the feedback you have given me. Friends, I share this with you to encourage you. Get out your Bible and your journal and take notes also. Then, like Tina, go back and read the passages we are studying each day. And like her, do write and send me your prayer requests. I will pray for you. We need not be lonely, dear friends. We have each other. So let's love and encourage one another in the Lord and do so by our correspondence. Let's pray now. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for Tina. Be with her today. Comfort her and take away her loneliness. Protect her and watch over her family, especially her children and her grandmother. Be close, dear Lord, to all my friends who tune in. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us next time because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.